time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Juggling Author Podcast. My name is Jim Heskett, and I am the Juggling Author, and it is so good to be back with you. That may sound strange because, as far as you know, I just dropped an episode like 3 or 4 days ago, but in actuality, through the magic of podcasting, it's really been about a month since I recorded an episode, so it's good to be back with you. And here's a little announcement. Did you know that you can hire me? Yep, if you go to thejugglingauthor.com/services, or if you just go to The Juggling Author and click on the menu and look at the menu, the link says Work With Me. You can browse or peruse the selection of services I offer, like virtual assistants and consulting and editing, proofreading, and other stuff like that. So give it a look and see if we can't work together to improve your writing career. All right, so the topic of this episode today is dictation. And dictation, here's a little behind the scenes, little bit of trivia. When I originally was writing the book, The Juggling Author, before I started writing it, I had reached out to an author buddy of mine named Zach Bohannon. You probably know him from the Career Author podcast with another homie of mine, Jay Thorne. Zach was going to write the book with me because at the time he had a day job and he was selling a lot of books. So he and I were both juggling our day jobs and we had small children around the same age, so we had a lot in common. And so we were originally going to write the book together. And part of the reason why I wanted to reach out to him, not just the other things we had in common, was that he was a big proponent of dictation, which was something I had never tried. Now, that didn't work out for us to write the book together because he had other commitments, yada, yada. But because at the time I had not used dictation, I asked him to write a guest chapter, like a Snoop Dogg dropping in a verse on somebody else's rap tune. And so Zach wrote that chapter, and at the time I said, you know, I don't need dictation because I'm prolific enough and I'm getting my words done. Well, fast forward about a year, I finally took the plunge and I tried dictation. I bought a Zoom H1, I think. I don't know. I bought a little microphone, portable mic, a recorder called a Zoom. I bought Dragon for Mac, and I know there's a ton of people who say that Dragon for Mac is horrible, and I think most of those people are using the dictation part, not the transcription, and I'll talk about the difference between those two things. So I bought Dragon for Mac, and then I just started using it, and you know what? I don't know what took me so long after that initial investment of about $75 for the mic or the recorder, about $200 for the software, and then one or two awkward sessions at the beginning when I was learning how to use it. Aside from that, it has been an amazing productivity boost for me. It's done huge wonders for my daily word count when I'm in first draft mode. So let me talk for a second about the difference between dictation and transcription. Dictation is when you sit in front of your computer and you turn on the dictation software, and then you speak words into a microphone and watch those words appear on screen. Transcription is when you take a handheld recorder like a Zoom and you walk around or you drive, you do whatever, you're away from your computer is the point. You speak into that recorder and then you take out your little memory card or you plug in your recorder to your computer and then you let the Dragon software transcribe the words you said into text. I use transcription on Dragon, and it works fine. It crashes every great once in a while, but, you know, whatever. And it works fine. From what I hear, the dictation is terrible. And also, depending on when you're listening to this, I understand Dragon is discontinuing support for the Mac software. So in the future, you might not be able to use Dragon. You might have to use it on Windows, or you might have to use some other software. I don't know. But I have Dragon 6.0.8 for Mac, and it works just fine. Now a word about the process. When it really made a big difference for me was the commute to the day job, because I had a half-hour commute each way to the day job. And I used to fill that time with mostly listening to audiobooks or podcasts or sometimes taking phone calls or sometimes thinking about a scene I was going to write. but once I got into dictation, I could dictate 750 or 1,000 words on the way to work, 750 or 1,000 words on the way back from work, and be up an extra 2,000 words per day in my word count. It was cutting my first draft times down by like 5 days a week or so, you know, getting a first draft done in 2.5 weeks instead of 3.5 weeks was great. It really upped my productivity. Now let me talk about the actual process, because one of the reasons I waited so long to try dictation was because of the concerns I had. So let me address those concerns to talk about why it was awesome for me. And I'm not trying to sell you on dictation. I'm just going to talk about why it was awesome for me. Well, I kind of am trying to sell you on dictation, because I think if you really want to up your game, improve your output and be a juggling author, adding dictation is a great weapon for your arsenal. But so the concerns I had were, one, I thought it was really going to change my voice. I thought that I was so used to, after, you know, so many years of sitting in front of my keyboard and typing, that if I all of a sudden changed that to speaking the words I wanted to write instead of typing the words that I wanted to write, that it would be a huge change in my voice. And it turns out that was not the case at all. It turns out my voice is basically the same whether I'm writing or typing. No, that's not right. My voice is basically the same whether I'm typing or I'm speaking. Now, there's a difference between, like, say, speaking for podcasting and speaking for fiction, because if I was doing this episode on dictation as, like, a guest blog post, all this stuff that I'm saying now would not make it into the prose. But when I'm speaking into my Zoom recorder and I'm specifically trying to write fiction with my voice, I speak differently, and it only took me, like, maybe 10 minutes with the voice recorder to figure out how to do it that way. The second big concern I had with switching to dictation was, what if I can't think of what to say? Because my big concern was that I would get in there, I would get in the car on the way to work, I would turn on the voice recorder, I would be holding it in one hand, and I would just not know what to say. I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to visualize the words of the story in my head the same way that I do when I sit down to my keyboard, because often when I sit down at my keyboard, I kind of have an idea where a story's going to go, and then my fingers sometimes just take over and it just goes and the story just spills out of me. Well, it is a little bit more labored to do it with voice rather than fingers, but what I found is, if I don't know what to say, it's okay, because, and here's the one of the main benefits of the Dragon software, is that it cuts out those dead spaces. So I can turn on the recorder and I can say, Bobby walked into the room, period. He looked over to the right, comma, and you see that like 5 seconds of dead space there, it gets cut out. So it doesn't matter if I have to sit there for a minute and a half to think of what I'm going to say next. All that blank space gets cut out. And the third thing you might have noticed there, me saying the period and the comma, that I thought that was going to be really awkward. And it turns out that it's not that bad. It just takes a couple sessions to get used to it. It can be weird when you're doing a dialogue-heavy scene. Dictation is certainly better for narration and action-heavy scenes, because if you're in a dialogue scene and you're having to say, open quote, blah, 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 comma, close quote, he said, period, new line, open quote, blah, 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 comma, close quote, he said, period, new line, it can slow you down a little bit, but really once you do it enough, it's not a big deal. I dictate now a lot since I'm not commuting like I was before. I dictate a lot now walking around inside my house, which is a great mix. This is a great change of pace from sitting at my keyboard. You know, sometimes I'll sit in my chair for 2 hours and my back will start to hurt and my wrists will hurt a little bit. I'll just pick up that Zoom and then I'll pace around the house and my dog will follow me around and kind of look at me funny, but that's fine. I'll pace around my house, burn a few calories, and write 1,000 words with my voice. So in conclusion, let me say, I can't believe I waited so long to try out dictation. It is absolutely worth it for me, and I think if you want to be a juggling author and you want to manage all the things you've got going on, adding dictation is a great way to up your productivity and to take that wasted time of things like being in the commute, or maybe when you're doing chores around the house, probably not vacuuming because that might be a little loud, but you can dictate while you're doing the dishes. You can, and you know, when you're just doing the dishes and you might just turn on like a Spotify station and zone out music for 10 minutes, you could write 500 words in that space. And how amazing is that? Multitasking is a great way to up your productivity and become more like a juggling author. Anyway, I think I'm going to shut up about dictation now. And remember, if you'll go to thejugglingauthor.com and click in the menu where it says work with me, you can hire me and I can help you build a better author career. All right, that's it. I am Jim Heskett. This is the Juggling Author Podcast, and it's good to see you again. You know, drop me a line. Let me know how you're doing. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.